Entergy Corporation submitted its formal notification to the NRC this week that the company intends to shut down its Vernon reactor in the fourth quarter next year. NRC Region 1 spokesperson Diane Scrinchy reports that a specific shutdown date was not given, and the company will provide a final shutdown date later.
This letter does not have a specific date when they'll be planning to shut down. Entergy has said they'll submit a supplement to this letter certifying the date on which operations have ceased or will cease, which is in accordance with our regulations. In this letter, Entergy said that they were unable to provide a specific date at this time in order to allow for fuel coast down. So while they indicated it'll occur in the fourth quarter of 2014, it does not have a specific date. The second certification that they need to provide to us is that the fuel has been permanently removed from the reactor. So that will be sometime after they have permanently shut down. Then they have 2 years to submit a post-shutdown decommissioning activities report to us.
As Entergy begins the formal process to shut down Vermont's only nuclear plant, the local community is also beginning a transition process. Last week, the Brattleboro independent newspaper, The Commons, sponsored a forum on adapting to a post-nuclear economy. Vermont State Representative Republican Mike Hebert, who represents Vernon and Guilford, is a member of the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee. Hebert notes that planning started in earnest 5 to 6 years ago for the closure of the plant.
We've anticipated the inevitable closure of Vermont Yankee, be it 2014 or 2032, whenever it was going to be. We were looking forward to that. So I think we're probably better positioned than other people, but it's still a devastating blow.
Representative Hebert continues, citing data that assessed probable economic repercussions from a closure of the nuclear plant.
There was a heat study done by the IBEW in 2010, and the indicators there were somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 million to this area in wages per year, the $11 million generating tax that will no longer be available, the property value of the plant itself will diminish. So we're looking at a substantial economic hit to the area, and the study indicated that throughout the state of Vermont, there's probably a total, including the Entergy employees, of 1,288 people that would be affected by the closure of the plant. You're talking probably $75, $80 million in discretionary income within our area that people spend at our local stores, car dealers, that sort of thing. So it's a huge impact.
Although none of the power currently produced by Vermont Yankee is sold within Vermont, Vermont Energy Partnership Communications Director Guy Page says the closure of the plant puts the state in a weaker negotiating position to obtain cheap power.
With Vermont Yankee, at least we were still making a lot of electricity in the state, but that will not be an option. And so Vermont's utilities will be looking outside of the state for contract power, for spot market power. And we have a weaker negotiating hand because we have fewer alternatives to go to. So the challenge then is to find low carbon, low emissions, reliable, well-priced power, and lots of it, projecting into the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Entergy announced in August that Vermont Yankee would close in 2014 due to negative economic factors. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.